it was it picket fence, was that the way they call it, what they call it, painted or?
Yeah, that's one thing. Picket fence, paling fence.
Paling, that's what I was trying to think of. Paling, and then they painted, make it out of lumber, about strips of lumber, about 2x4, I think, and then paint it.
Mm-hmm. And put those like this or like this?
Up, that way.
Up and down.
But they didn't have any of that kind of fences here in early days. Someone came in town.
Imagine that was a pretty big event when somebody built a board fence.
Yes.
Carrying the boards. What did you fasten your barbed wire to?
Posts. Set in the ground. Set posts in the ground.
You didn't
fasten it with staples.
Uh-huh. You didn't have stones around here in your fields, did you?
No.
Did anyone take stones and build them up into enclosures around their fields?
That was down in Arkansas, that's where you see.
Yeah, more stones than soil. What did they call those there?
I don't remember. I was about a year old when my parents left Arkansas. I was reared in Texas.
Well, let's see. Here's one. What do you call that thing that you put in a hen's nest to keep the chicken laying eggs? Egg shape?
Oh, a nest egg.
What did they make those out of?
Well, I hardly ever had an artificial nest egg. I just leave an egg in the nest.
You change it?
Usually mark the egg, oh. So I know it, you know, and we'll gather it up with fresh eggs.
Take it in and fry it for Claude. When did you call your dishes, your good dishes?
Well, it was Chinaware, I suppose, if you was able to afford that kind of ware.
And let's see now, at the pail, what did you use when you milked the cow? What did you milk into?
Into a pail or bucket.
I gave that one away. I said the wrong thing. What did you call it?
We call it a pail or milk bucket.
Either one, huh? Mm-hmm. How about the one that was in the well?
Well, that's just a big old wooden bucket hung in the well we had. With a pulley, you know, draw it up. Had two of those buckets.
And don't drop the butter, huh?
And the well, had a well drilled up at the barn and hog lot. Or boring wells, you know, and had a pump to that later on.
When you finished eating and you had scraps left over and you wanted to throw them away, what did you put them in?
Put them in the slop bear of the pigs.
Uh-huh. And let's see, in your utensils that you used, what did you call the pan for frying things?
Well, they were frying pans, skillets.
Anyone ever call them spiders here?
Yeah, I remember when I can remember when I was a child hearing old people call them spiders.
That's what I grew up with, a spider. Then it became a frying pan and now it's a skillet to me. Well, I guess it's still a frying pan, but it's not a spider anymore. To my grandmother, it was always a spider.
Oh, well, I remember hearing old people call them spiders. I don't know how they ever thought of that name for it.
Well, I've heard that that used to be a particular type with little legs.